Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Hurtin phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nancy, I want to be sure you called in on a host code. Do you have that?
I do not. How do I get for that?
Can you get online and I'll send it to you?
Oh, okay. I'm here. Well, just a moment. Got one more thing to put in.
Hi, Ruth. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
I'm not on the computer part, but I'm on the phone, so I have things I need to work on during the call.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know that.
Okay, well, good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
So, everybody, how are you doing today? You know what? Okay, go ahead and answer. I don't give anybody time to answer. I was up really early this morning, and I looked to see what was on the computer, and I found an interesting article, and I decided I would copy the whole thing and put it in my little slides. And so I just sent the host code to everyone. I didn't mean to send it at all. Well, everybody's going to have a host code. I don't know how you can take that off. Well, hopefully all of you guys are the ones that want to have a host code anyway. So now later I'm going to check and see if that's still visible on the Internet, and I can't find it, and as I suspected might happen. Disappeared really quickly. So if we have time, I'll show you that this morning. It's about Big Pharma. So it's time for us to get started, and I would like to introduce our co-host for the day, and that would be Nancy Gilmer from Houston, Texas, who is a very good little researcher and very enjoyable new business partner for about the last year, Nancy?
A
little bit more than that. So, Nancy, you want to go ahead and... Maybe we should look and see what, just kind of overview a little bit in case we have anybody new on. So I'll let you go ahead and tell your point of view of what we've got here.
All right. Let's see. This morning I chose to talk about our joint product. So what we have is a wonderful product, but the video of the dog.
No, still blank.
Oh, okay, I sent you one more link.
There's a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the email, but when I pulled it up, it was still blank in the middle.
Well, just before I got on here, I found another way. I clicked on the actual word in the body, and it brought to another. So you might look at that. But the fetal... neurofoliate is in our product, but the acetylated fatty acids are a group of naturally occurring fat, and they include the acetylmeristoliate, also the acetylmeristate, the acetylpalmitoleate, and the acetyllauryate, and the acetyloleate. But the acetylmeristoliate is the one that receives the most attention. Many products that contain acetylmeristoliate, I'm going to call it CM from here out, also contain a mixture of these other acetylated fatty acids. Our joint product is a high potency of the CM complex, containing 1,155 milligrams, composed of the CM, which is 40%, acetylfoliate, 20%, acetylmeristate is 20%, and 20% of other acetyl esters. There's an interest in CEM for osteoarthritis because it is a substance found in certain mice that do not develop arthritis, even when the researchers try to cause arthritis in the laboratory. Acetylated fatty acids are also used for other types of arthritis, including rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, Reiter's syndrome, and that one is spelled R-E-I-T-E-R-S, which is an autoimmune condition that develops in response to an infection, and ankylosing spondylitis. Now, ankylosing spondylitis is a chronic multi-system inflammatory disorder primarily involved with sacroiliac joints and the axial skeleton. Acetylated fatty acids are also used for diseases in which the body attacks itself, the autoimmune diseases, including Sjogren's syndrome, systemic lupus, erythematosus, and the multiple sclerosis. Some people use acetylated fatty acids for psoriasis, fibromyalgia, emphysema, benign prostatic hyperplasia, silicone breast disease, and various types of back pain, leukemia, and other cancers, and a disease that involves inflammation of the blood vessels called Behçet's syndrome. Acetylated fatty acids are applied to the skin for osteoarthritis, and that would be like our CM joints.
Wow, that's a lot of things. I didn't know that that all these fatty acids, I didn't know if it was a fatty acid to begin with, and I didn't know that it would have so many applications for all these different things. Many things that I didn't really realize that it was good for. Maybe we see if anybody's using it and if they've gotten any results with it. Should we do that?
Yes, that's fine. Anyone have a story to tell about how it's helped them?
Everybody's pretty quiet there.
Here's another little part of it. The acetylated fatty acids might help lubricate joints and muscles, soften tissues, and increase flexibility. It also may help the immune system and reduce inflammation.
In our business, we have really had a lot of people amazing results with a joint, and they just don't give up at all. They use it all the time. It's a very popular product.
Ruth?
Yep,
I can tell you from experience that joint has saved me. My family notoriously have had bad knees. I've had brothers who've had their knees replaced. I was told about 25, 30 years ago that I had one knee that would be replaced very soon, and they said the other one was bad too. I have had trouble with my knees. When I take joint, I have no trouble. And boy, I'll tell you, if I miss or I back down any at all, I take 4 in the morning at night. And it is incredible what it does for my knees.
Wow. You're a walking testimony for every product, Karen.
Now, do you think I'm grateful that you talked to me about Nikan?
It didn't sound like at the beginning.
Well, I know that, but, you know, I did repent.
I forgive you.
And this is Donna. I like to say something about the cedar myrosoliate. It helps your lungs. If you have asthma, it helps me tremendously.
Oh, good. Anyone else? Well, it's got some car noise here. If somebody's on here driving a car, you might want to mute star star 6 to mute, and then again, star 6 if you would like to speak. Either that or a big wind blower.
I'm wondering if it's the rain outside. We're getting a heavy rain here, but I don't think it would be coming through on the phone.
Oh. I don't know. Try doing a star 6, Nancy.
Just a second.
And then back out real quick. Don't think it was Nancy. Somebody traveling on the train? Nancy?
So that's you.
But not you.
I am, but I'm muted.
Thanks, Steve. Okay. Well, we'll just talk kind of loud. Okay, Nancy, did more with this, with the Cetylmere Exfoliate, or?
Well, that's about all I could pull up on it, but I notice here with the psoriasis, I'm so anxious to talk to someone who has psoriasis. I had no idea that it would help with things like that. I've also got a friend with ankylosing spondylitis, and her doctors tell her there is nothing we can do for you other than steroid shots, and she's been on those for many years.
Well, you know, we talked about having Carrie Roundy on, and probably we will have her on some other time, or either that or on an evening call when we're talking about joint. But one of the things when we're talking to people is notice it. Karen, did you say you were taking 4 in the morning and 4 at night both?
Yes, I do. But keep in mind, I have fibromyalgia, which means that I don't absorb my nutrients like other people would. I've tried to back down from that, and whenever I do, I'm in trouble. So I know that's what I have to take.
Okay. And that's how you do it, too. Because I know Carrie took a very large amount when she started, but she has really severe arthritis. And she had childhood arthritis that got it when she was a teenager. And this stuff has really saved her life. The joint and the rest of the products. I won't tell everything because I want her to be able to come on and talk about it. And I think that Nancy is going to get her to be on.
Ruth, this is Donna also. I also, believe it or not, I have psoriasis, and the bio-directed joint does help with that.
How much do you take for it to help? I had some psoriasis, and I didn't even think about using joint for it.
Well, it's just amazing. All of Nikon products are amazing.
That's true.
And I don't know if I should share with you now or not, but I was talking to Karen yesterday, and I have to tell you, since I've lost my 33 pounds, and I'm really consistent now by taking my supplements, I will not take them, and it's a big difference. I was able to stand for 3 hours yesterday, and I haven't been able to do that in a while. And I have to say, 10 years ago, I could hardly walk. I was a mess. And yesterday, man, I just move on out. It's amazing. I just love these products.
Well, we love hearing about it, too. Never get tired of hearing about people having those good results. Karen?
I was going to tell you, she did a good job yesterday talking to a health food store about the water, and in her process of explaining it to them, all kinds of customers were saying, "Ooh, I like that. It really makes me feel different, makes me have more energy." So her, the gal that she's demonstrating to, really saw the impact that it had on others that she was there servicing as customers.
And the lady, the owner of the shop, is really... It blew her away because she has that water. What is that that's called Gang? What is that G water? It starts with G. It has a whole house filtration system that costs $4,000.
Well, that's Gang and starts with K.
Yes. She has that. Both the ladies have that on their house. Well, let me tell you, they tested the Deer Park water, that water, and my water. And the Pine Meg water, it blew them away. And this lady is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. and she could not believe it. And she did her own muscle testing. You know, I did the muscle testing, but she had her own way that she did it. And she, my water, the Nikon water tested, they tested stronger, and it just blew her away, because here she has a $4,000 water system.
Oh, my.
And I had fun.
Good
I had fun yesterday. I took my, I'll share the rest of it with you real quick. I took my waterfall with me. I took an extra water bottle. I took my water bottle in a sports bottle when I drank water from it. I am telling you, all these customers are so interested. And the lady, the owner of the shop, kept looking at me. And the customers right there, one man wanted to buy the waterfall, another lady wanted to buy the sports bottle and the mag step, and four other customers wanted to buy the water bottle.
She was having fun.
And there's no way that owner could not sign up. So she signed up.
Oh, wow, congratulations for you. Wow, good
Thank
job.
You. It was
did you have an appointment with her, Donna, or did you just walk right in?
No, about 2 weeks ago I met her sister that works in the store, and the other sister is the owner and the naturopathic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she would be interested, you know, come back. So it was a perfect timing because her sister was here yesterday, and it was a busy time, almost too busy, because they have a lot of customers in and out constantly. It's amazing. And so I did have an appointment set up. I didn't just, you know. And I asked permission because they had a table there. I said, may I put my waterfall on your table? You have to respect other people's faces. But it was amazing. I was blown away too, to tell you the truth. But it was amazing.
Well, I have never seen the Kangen machine. I have looked online and tried to find out what it says about purification. I couldn't find anything. It just talks about the alkalinity. So,
I have a friend who bought that, and so I can't wait now to do some testing for them.
The other thing I'll say real quick is they were selling, like, cases and bottles of water while I was over there. People were coming in just buying water, bottles of water, by the case.
Yeah. I told Donna, there's a place in Ellensburg that sells a gallon of their water, which is, you know, some big process, costs $1 if you bring your own container. And ours costs 10 cents a gallon. I told her, I said, you ought to point that out to the owner of the store. She could sell her water at $1 a gallon, and she could be making 90 cents a gallon every time a customer walked out of there.
That's a good idea.
And I have to say one other tidbit, too. The lady's sister told me that other people have come in with that Timex sports bottle, you know, the Nikon sports bottle, and she wouldn't even give them the time of the day. Let me tell you, I don't know. She listened to me. She had to, because I had... It was too many customers asking questions and sampling the water, you know, while I was there. And it wasn't, I didn't set it up to be, I just took it over there to show her. But it was something.
That's neat.
Wow, that should make everybody excited about going around. I've been talking to Dennis and various people about that wanted in some extra money right away. How to just pick up that waterfall and take it around everywhere. You see here at the people, marketing things, and they just walk around and go into businesses and then they make an appointment and come back. But I think it would help to have it with you. Maybe they'll say, okay, how about right now? But I just think the water is the best door opener, and then once you've made friends with them, well, then you can visit with them about other products. So I'm just very excited to hear this story.
I think it's fun.
You can sell, because retail is a very, very reasonably priced retail. It's a good way to just do some retailing and then lean into a friendship and maybe some people who want to share it with other people as well.
And you know, her lead-in, though, was the sports bottle. Because it is small, you can walk around with that. You can do the pH balance test with the sports bottle. And then, now Clyde and I developed a flyer that has both the sports bottle and the waterfall on it. And it shows, you know, how the sports bottle, you get, it costs 9 cents for 20 ounces. And you compare that, you go into any store, and your bottled water in those bottles will cost anywhere from $1 to almost $3. So that sports bottle, I think, is the perfect lead-in.
Well, Karen, is that 9 cents? Is that figuring the cost of the filter, or does it include
yes.
the cost of the bottle?
That's amortized over 5 years. Those are the figures that we got from NECAN.
Oh, good. And where did you get those figures? On the quick reference sheet?
I'm not a research person. You'll have to ask Clyde.
Wow, I'd like to have that information. I think that's really good for...
Yeah, well, and so like I said, we created this flyer with these comparisons on it. You hand that to a person, and your gallon of water costs you 10 cents a gallon if you do it with the waterfall. And, you know, those people pay huge amounts of all this water that they, you know, there's a food store in Ellensburg that people walk out of there with great big gallons of, several gallons of water in these big containers. And they'll
mm-hmm.
have their carts loaded up with that. And anyway, I think I just want to stand outside of Top Foods and say, hey, you guys, let me show you what you can do. And hand them a flyer. But I haven't done that. I haven't been that gutsy yet.
Well, pretty interesting.
Ruth, may I say something else, Donna?
Sure.
That is my lead in the sports bottle, because I take it everywhere I go. And I share it with everyone.
All right. Well, don't forget the pets. I forgot that I made this pet page, Nancy, for the Cetyl Maristoliate. And, you know, we have a cat. That cat must be, she must be 100 years old. He must be 100 years old by now, because he was here at this property before we moved here. And he's still here. And I'm not sure how old he was at the beginning. And so he's looking pretty old, but if he doesn't have his, though I give him a half a joint every morning in his food, and pet joint, and if I don't give him that, then he just sits on the porch and doesn't go walking anywhere. I mean, if he has that, well, then he can go walking around. So it really makes him... the pets feel a lot better as well. Well, we have this picture up here. Notice that the dog is laying on the pet pad, and it just happens to fit just right in a baby crib. And it's from past experience of people who did have a pet pad, and particularly a couple of them who didn't have a pet pad under their baby, we recommend that everybody who has a new baby always has a pet pad for the crib.
Hey, that's another thing, Ruth. We buy one of these for all our new grandbabies when they're born, because that is a fantastic. And you know our dog lady. Do you remember her, Ruth?
When you had her in Yakima?
Yeah. Well, you know that poor old dog, when she got to be about 14 years old, she got bad. She could hurt. Well, I'm assuming it was arthritis. She couldn't get down off of our front porch.
That wasn't that high of a porch.
Yeah, and she we heard about the magnets, so we got an old car seat that we had, and we put it in her doghouse. Pretty soon, lady was just running around like nothing was wrong. We went on a trip, and we were gone for 7 weeks in our motorhome. When we got back home, here was her pet pad and little itty-bitty pieces all over our yard, because our dear sweet little panda, which was a puppy then, went and tore that car seat to bits. And so we didn't pay any attention, and pretty soon, poor lady,
she couldn't get down off of that porch. And she was just hobbling around. This time, we didn't wait for an old car seat. But, by the way, at this time, we didn't have pet pads. We just went and got a brand new car seat, and we put it back into the lady's doghouse. And do you know, our grandkids came in and said, "Grandma, lady's running around like she's a puppy again." And that dog lived to be 19 years old, and I'm telling you, I love what pet pads and car seats can do for an animal or for a human being.
Did she have something the matter with her eyes also that cleared up? Was it lady that had that?
Yeah, now that you say that, yes. She had, it. You know, there was a film over her eye. Boy, you have a good memory, Ruth. She had a film over her eyes, and that went away when she started sleeping on the pet pad.
Yeah, I thought you said that. Well, we've heard that before. I mean, it's not like a one-time thing. So I hope you guys all listened to the recording to Dave Balzer. It wasn't a recording. To Dave Balzer last night about the new products that were going to be out in August. They are very exciting. I just can't believe what they've done, especially with the Mag Boys, who are now the Mag Duo, I think. And it's like they produce a spin, it spins, but also just fluctuates the magnetic flow so that it just bounces out based on the way that they made those. Remember when he was, did any of you see it?
I did.
Who said that? Oh, good.
I saw it. Mary Lou and I, somebody else, they saw it.
Now, this is Donna. I saw it. It was amazing.
Good. Wow, I'm so excited about those products. And tonight, Darlene will be on our call tonight, right, Mary Lou?
Yes, she will.
And so, what did she use on her eyes? What product did she use? Did she use the sleep mask?
Sleep mask and her sleep system. You know, she said when they got the sleep system, she got the sleep mask, yes. And she believes it's the sleep mask.
So we want to have everybody who knows anyone, get them on there, because they all are going to know people who have different kinds of eye problems. And since we've been in NECAN, we have seen quite a number of people with results. We do not claim to heal anybody or anything. Matter of fact, like Lady, if you don't keep using them, then the problem would probably come back. But what an improvement in people's vision and comfort. And so, really, just call everybody you can think of and get them to be on our call tonight to hear Darlene. And maybe you want to hear Mary Lou and I, too. So, I think that's going to be a very exciting call. And we will probably, if we can continue, we will do it more than one time so that we'll have time to get everybody on there with that new eye mask coming out 1st of August, I believe. People are going to love that product. As I was thinking about that this morning, I was thinking, my sister is now an optician. She works, that's what she does, she's an optician. And so she probably knows a lot of people who need to know about this. And so that would be a good, another group of people that would be good to talk to and get them to listen to find out about this. The thing to do, another thing to do is have them go and listen to Dave Balzer on the recording. So you guys probably already thought about that, but I'm pretty excited about it. And those new products are going to make the results that we get are going to be even more amazing and quicker than ever. And, of course, we've always been amazed at how fast we can demonstrate results with these products. That's why Karen Eastwood could never keep her mouth shut, because she got results and she told people all over the place. And that's what it takes. And the more we talk and find people that get results, then the business is going to continue and spread as well. Nancy, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Well, I don't think so. Just a moment. Let me see if there's a final. No, I think I covered everything.
Okay, I'm going to just quick go to my desktop.
Okay.
That didn't work. That other one didn't work either. I just got the same thing again, which was a big white spot. Okay, so my desktop is sharing. All I have to do is get a few things off of it so you can see. I'll show you what I clipped up this morning. Okay, so I was, the GlaxoSmithKline is a pharma, and the heading was Big Pharma. Has been charged with fraud. They have been charged with fraud, but and they've been charged $3 billion for this pharmaceutical fraud, and they had a 9-year federal investigation exposed the GSK's rampant abuse of the law by illegally marketing drugs, forging drug safety data. Bribing doctors, no we wouldn't, bribe the doctors to promote dangerous and expensive drugs, ripping off Medicare and Medicaid, and lying about the effectiveness and safety of drugs. You can see why I thought it would be gone by morning, and I couldn't find it later this morning. And all this deception has generated tens of billions of dollars in the profits for GSK over the years, while thousands of patients who use the drug products involved have suffered horrific side effects and even death. But rather than pursue any of the individuals responsible for purveying such crimes, the federal government instead agreed to have GSK simply fork over $1 billion in criminal fines and $2 billion in civil fines. The $3 billion sum is but a fraction of the amount GSK raked in as a result of its illicit behavior, and the company's employees are now essentially free to continue engaging in such behavior without having to worry about facing any real repercussions. Big Pharma considers legal settlements to be just another cost of doing business.
Is that going to be, it's down off the web now, but lots of times people will quickly copy something so that they can put it back up. You obviously have a copy of it.
I snipped it.
Okay, that's very smart. There should be people that know computers know how to put that back up. You put it back up on YouTube. You put it back up somewhere. I don't know how they do it, but even if it's up just for a very short time, somebody sees it. You could, for example, is there a way you can email it to us?
Yeah.
Okay. I know a person that writes code. And I could quickly, I'll call him this morning and ask him if there's a way. I don't know anything. He'll ask me these computer questions like, well, is it in a KGJG format? Or, you know, did it take a picture of the website or, whatever it was. But if you email me what you have, I can find out. I can call him and...
Okay, so I have 3 slides of it, Joan. And then the bottom of the 3rd slide shows the sources for the article are www.reuters.com.
Reuters,
Businessweek. Is that, how do you pronounce that, Reuters? I
thought it was R-O-U? Is it?
No, R-E-U.
R-E-U. That is a R-E-U. Very legitimate news source. Very legitimate news source.
And Businessweek?
Yes, very legitimate.
And New York Times.
Okay, it's going to be somewhere. It's going to be somewhere.
I want to know why that hasn't hit the headlines.
Well, yeah, that's funny.
Imagine that, Karen.
But no, they can't. You can go to the Reuters site, the Business Week site, or New York Times site. There's going to be. They may have been able to get those people to pull it down off the web, but somebody's seen that. I mean, you saw it. Well, you have the picture, okay? If you could send us a picture. I don't know how to... I know
nothing. But now, what is the name that you said you clipped it? What's the technical word you use?
A snipping tool.
A snipping tool.
A Windows snipping tool.
Okay, I'll tell him that. Windows snipping.
But I snipped it with.
Okay,
that will help him. He'll probably know what it is. But
yeah.
This advertisement I have on the first slide, I'm not sure what the advertisement's for. It says five veggies that kill belly fat. But I'd like to look up the different.
Yeah, that's an ad on your computer.
Right. Right. But I was trying to find out what foods they said. And the first one that they had was like oatmeal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, well. I had read the other day that raspberries help to you lose fat faster.
Oh, you know the fastest way to lose fat? come on.
Exercise.
Yeah, exercise and quit eating the sugar. Come on.
Having that correct balance of your blood, will help you to lose fat.
Yeah, tons of things, you know, and people can zero in on anything and say, you know, if you, listen, I'll give you a zucchini diet and you can lose fat. A raspberry diet, you can lose fat.
Okay, so there's lots of them. But anyway, I couldn't really snip it very well without having that on there, so I thought, well, everybody will at least know. I just got it right off the line.
Yeah. Sure, so, if you send that to us, and I'll call him when we hang up. He's probably at work, but I'll leave a voicemail.
This is dated Sunday, July 8th.
Oh,
that might be
great.
Interesting for you to know.
And
Ethan Huff is a staff writer. Ethan
okay.
A. Huff, H-U-F-F.
Ethan, E-T-H-A-N?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, I'll try to see if I can find it. That's just absolutely hot. I don't know if people know, when I was in graduate school and the fellow I was with was in medical school, we were pursued aggressively by pharmaceutical people that had so much money to burn that, and Michael was a really up-and-coming doc, and I mean, they flew us to Grand Canyon. We made a movie with actual Hollywood movie, and they paid for everything.
They had money. Is that the point? They had so much money.
They had real money to burn in the 70s.
Have you read the China study?
Yes, I have.
So you know about his Dr. Campbell's experience in working with pharmaceutical companies and doing research and testing.
Oh yes, I worked at the hospital, okay, and one of their ways of manipulating doctors is it's quite tedious. You need to continue to have continuing medical education in order to keep your license, and 500 hours of continuing medical education can cost at $100 an hour, $200 an hour, plus the air trips to wherever the 3-day conferences are had can cost quite a bucket, or you can just pop into your local hospital weekly a pharmaceutical advertisement campaign and get an hour's worth of credit, for listening to an hour's worth of their propaganda on a particular meds. And their propaganda includes the research data. And people know this, and the research data from studies that they have performed. And when you fund research, it's yours. It's yours and no one else's. And if the results look good, you publish it. If they don't look good, you don't publish it. So all of the studies that show the danger to people are not published. And that's how the researchers keep getting their money from the drug companies. And, the thing that really killed me is that there's a test. This is required by the AMA. There's a test at the end of any CPE. CPE is continuing professional education. At the end of any CPE, there is a test you take so that you sign in when you come in and some people would leave. Okay, so there's a test and it's given at the end, except the tests, the
answers to the test, okay, are given out on a sheet of paper, and another sheet of paper has the test questions. I mean, if you want to talk about crimes, that's one place to start.
Well, let me tell you, the pharmaceuticals and the medical industry is not the only one who are hiding secrets. We have a friend who worked for PPNL for years. That's our light company. And then he was advanced up to where he became some bigwig in this electric company, and he went down into Idaho, and he told Clyde and I that across his desk he has seen research done where they know, these power companies know, that anyone who lives in or around big power lines are a higher risk for cancer. And he says they sweep that under the rug. So all of you just take that one, and if you live around a big power line, get away from it.
Yeah.
Now,
Yeah, I've wondered what the town I live in put all of its power lines underground. The first time that was possible, and because of views and things like that, and wind, it was always breaking down. But I have wondered what difference those power lines make to the water lines that are underground also, whether the effect that happens in the air to people, you know, is, you know, to the liquid in our cells, okay, happens to the liquid in the water.
Well, I wondered if you buried them, if it made a difference if they were under you or over you. So it affected them.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'll tell you, these power lines are bad news.
Yeah, ask a,
or who of us,
your friend, Mr. White.
Yeah, ask Curtis Bennett, he'd tell you.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Ruth, I did.
Idea. I haven't seen him for a while.
Ruth, I did find the link, and I just put it there for everybody, and I've already posted it on my Facebook page.
Okay, I can't get on that. I can't get on that site. So if somebody could just email me that link, and I will definitely send that out.
Okay, send it to me, Mary Lou. Where did you find it?
I just started. I went up and because of those addresses you had down at the bottom. I went and went to Reuters or Routers, whatever you say, and I just typed in the subject, and it's GlaxoSmithKline settles healthcare fraud case for $3 billion, and here it is.
Yeah, I didn't check all those. I figured you could find those.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, that's where you need to go, is always to where it really generated from.
To the source.
Yeah. I'm going to be sending that to the medical doctor that sent me a poo-poo on... on the videos,
that's
the wonderful videos that glutathione.
Coconut oil.
On glutathione, the Agent Orange guy and that one that Nancy sent. You know, I'm going to send it to him. That incidentally is the same fellow who was on the take with me. We didn't consider it on the take. We were flattered, it addressed our pride, right? I mean, here we are, two students with $500,000 worth of money coming in from pharmaceuticals to make movies the movie that we made was on the dehumanization process of the medical education. Okay, that was a good movie, and it was shown to the medical colleges and deans of medical colleges. We went on a little, short whirlwind, go to the medical schools thing. And so, it just made us, look like, clever, smart, young, up and comings, Okay, so, it just really fed pride, which is a major,
recruiting tool.
Well, yeah, it's a recruiting tool. It's just a major sin is what it is.
Okay.
A lot of sin.
Well, let us close with that. No, first of all, tonight we will be doing our webinar on WebEx at 6:30 p.m. And hopefully you have that information.
Okay, 6:30. Okay, and it's and the phone number. I use that phone number, right? Just to hear the phone.
Yeah, our same phone number is what we use. That's the conference line we use for everything.
Okay.
Unless otherwise notified.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so we'll hopefully hear, see you all tonight on that call. And then tomorrow we'll have Monty with his health star call. So you
Bruce, can I mention one more thing real quick? I think this is exactly why Nikan wants us to be very careful in our language. You know, I think these kind of, I mean, this is terrible, this with the drug companies. Yeah, this fraud thing. But I think that's the part that you know, we always want to be careful in our language too, that we're not making.
But we don't make any claims, right? As I was stumbling around this earlier on this call, just trying to figure out how to say something without saying anything wrong. You know, without claiming cures, we cannot diagnose and heal anything. Our body is going to be responsible for doing the healing.
That's right.
We'll just lay on the right mattress, etc.
If I say something that is too out, I know these are recorded and put on the web. Mm-hmm. If I say something that is too is inappropriate, not so, I won't be saying anything inappropriate about the products. But if I say something inappropriate about the pharmaceutical company or something like that, please, anybody, immediately jump in and stop me. And let me know, please, because I get rather excited.
Okay, Joan, we'll remember that. And also, speaking of the language of Nikan, this Friday night, Larry Prophet will be speaking to us at a nice dinner, and if you would like to attend that, contact Branham Enterprises, because they will record that you'll be there, so we'll know our seats are all full. And that email has been sent out, so you should have received it. If you haven't, please contact me, and I'll send you the information. And thank you, Nancy, for getting us started this morning with acetylmary exfoliate and Nikan joint. I thought that was a good idea you had. Okay, thank you. Okay, guys.
See you tonight.
All right.
Thanks, Nancy.